A ban on sport, Kanye concedes, Denmark's COVID cull, and furlough extended in Britain. This is your TLDR News Daily Briefing for Thursday, November 5th. In the first news story today, we discuss some of the rules related to the new lockdown that was imposed on England today. While none of us enjoy the new rules, it's essential that we all follow them. They are, after all, designed to stop us spreading the virus, in part by the top scientists in the country. And if we don't follow the rules, this is just going to take longer. Having said all this, some of the rules that are being imposed are set to have a serious effect on underprivileged children. The Telegraph spoke to some organisations that use sport and try and improve the lives of such children. They reported in London, the Greenhouse Centre provided free hot meals to after-school children that attended their table tennis club. Alongside this, children were provided with a place to do their homework and table tennis facilities and coaching. This facility was closed during the first lockdown and is closed again during this temporary one. Although on the surface it is a sports club, it clearly provides a far more wide-reaching package to children. When the lockdown was eased over summer, the club implemented new policies to allow it to remain open and providing the much needed support to children. However, as the new lockdown has been announced, it's no longer legally allowed to remain open until the beginning of December. Let's hope that either the law will change to allow it to open in November or that it reopens in December when the lockdown is eased. Either way, this is an issue we'll continue to look at through the lockdown. In the second news story today, we take a look at the inevitable, the US election. However, while most of the media is focusing on whether Trump or Biden will govern for the next 4 years, one candidate has been completely overlooked, Kanye West. Despite not gaining the approval of either of the major parties, Kanye did run in this election. And as he discovered, it's notoriously difficult for an independent to win the election. Kanye seemed undeterred by this though, and ended up running in 12 states. In these 12 states, he's so far garnered 57,000 votes. One of these votes was his own, about which he said, "Today I'm voting for the first time in my life for the President of the United States, and for someone I truly trust. Me." However, despite the fact he did receive 57,000 votes, he has accepted that this isn't going to be enough for him to make it to the White House. Unlike Trump or Biden, he has conceded the election. However, he has alluded to the fact that he will run again in 2024 with the not-so-cryptic tweet, Kanye 2024. So maybe we'll end up making another video in the future on his 2024 race to the White House. In European news today, we're going to take a look at Denmark's efforts to try and contain the coronavirus. Well, a coronavirus. Let me explain. While Denmark has been affected, as all countries have, by the coronavirus that's killed over a million people globally, it's also discovered that it could be facing an additional threat. The coronavirus has been transmitted in Denmark to mink, an animal similar to an otter or a ferret. As a result, the virus has begun to mutate, leading prominent scientists in Denmark to worry that if the mutated virus transmits to humans and spreads, potential future vaccines will either not be effective or simply won't work. The Prime Minister of Denmark has therefore stated that breeding mink during the pandemic is a significant public health risk, and that Denmark has the responsibility to other nations to ensure that it's not transmitted. Although the plan was to only cull all mink within 80 kilometers of infected farms, the plan now extends to all mink, meaning that the government is intentionally trying to kill all 17 million mink in the country. This is a potentially controversial move and raises some serious moral and ethical questions. For the sake of time, we'll allow you to make up your mind and consider whether this move is really justified. In the final story of today, we move back to the UK and discuss Chancellor Rishi Sunak's plans to extend the furlough scheme. Despite the fact that the furlough scheme has already been extended to cover the entirety of the temporary lockdown, the Chancellor has decided to go further, announcing that it will be extended all the way through to the end of March 2021.
So we can announce today that the furlough scheme will not be extended for 1 month. It will be extended until the end of March.
There will be a review in January to determine whether the situation has changed and whether it's reasonable to expect employers to contribute more to employees' wages. However, assuming this doesn't change too much in January, employees will be able to receive 80% of their wages up to £2,500 a month, which will be paid for by the government. The employer, as it stands, will only have to cover small charges, such as national insurance and pension contributions. This will come as welcome news to those who are struggling financially as a result of the lockdown, whose numbers are increasing significantly today. That's because many chains have announced redundancies. Sainsbury's has announced that they're cutting 3,500 employees by 2024, and that they're going to close 420 Argos stores. In addition to this, Caterpillar has said today that they'll reduce their staff by 700, mainly in Northern Ireland. This comes on top of the 1,500 job losses announced by the department store John Lewis yesterday. Perhaps this move by the Chancellor is exactly what employees need. Or perhaps more needs to be done to help those who have already lost their jobs, such as those set to be laid off by Sainsbury's, Caterpillar and John Lewis. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's daily briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing over at youtube.com/tldrdaily.